Welcome to our Future Skills 2022 project. It is an Erasmus Plus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills needed in the labour market. My name is Claudia Miskowicz and I work for ARID Association. The podcast concerns complex problem solving. Today Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz is with us. She is an assistant professor at the Pontifical University of John Paul II in Krakow at the Institute of Social Work. We have chosen Ms. Wojtanowicz because she is responsible for mediation in the social welfare system. She can tell us a lot about this topic of complex problem solving. What, in your opinion, is complex problem solving?
Complex conflict and problem solving is a state which leads to build trust in partners of conflict and create possibility of cooperation in the future. We often hear that compromise is the best solution. But, as a mediator, I often shock people when I say that I do not encourage to compromise. Of course, when cooperation is impossible, it is a good idea to make a compromise. The positive solution of the problem is a state when we do not lose our trust to each other. We can cooperate and build new spaces of cooperation, and build trust in a way that will not lead to negative emotions in a future relationship.
What skills and competences are needed in complex problem solving?
We usually solve problems through conversation. Here we need communication skills, ability to listen to other people, ability to give another people space to express their statement, and also ability to ask appropriate questions, paraphrase statements, make a summary. Empathy is also very important. We should remember that our communication is not only verbal but also we need the ability to read nonverbal messages. Choosing an appropriate place for a meeting is also very important. It is also good to work out an approach that we do not have to agree in every aspect of the problem. In working out an agreement and solving difficult situations, it is worth allowing the fact that there are areas of differences that do not prevent us from continuing to cooperate.
How can we develop such skills?
These competences are social competences. First of all, it is worth approaching communication consciously, being careful in a way we deliver messages, wondering what our interlocutor really wanted to tell us during a conversation. We are often focused on our thoughts, our feelings, our statements, and we want to champion that, but it leads us to a situation when we do not quite understand other people. Sometimes our interlocutor's intention can be different to the way we understand it, so it is very important to deepen our understanding of others. Various courses and trainings are important. It is worth taking advantage of various offers and initiate participation in such courses. Study of professional literature can also be helpful. And the simplest way is just to ask other people if they understand us and if we understand them well.
What types of trainings on complex problem solving are the most advantageous?
Soft skills and skills connected with communication, assertiveness, empathy, the best form of perfecting such skills is in a workshop format. During workshops, we have a chance to train these skills. The best are forms of direct participation, but recent past experience in the context of coronavirus show that online trainings also works. I do not want to say that these trainings are on a lower level, they require better preparation, determination of a leader and higher commitment of all participants. Previous experience shows that we can perfect such skills through various remote trainings, through workshops or meetings with an expert, for example, a coach, during individual meetings. Also, seminars and conferences can take place in a remote way.
Thank you very much. Our guest was Ms. Katarzyna Wojtanowicz. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and we invite you to follow us on Facebook and to visit our website www.fs2022.eu.